The next speaker is Ian Scott, who is a speaker from an organisation called the Campaign Against Euro Federalism. Been running for quite a few years. They produce an excellent newsletter. Again, if you're interested in these subjects, you should look them up on the internet. The Campaign Against Euro Federalism. And Ian is also chairman of Birmingham TUC. He's a shop steward at Jack. So I'll pass on to Ian, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary, for this very kind introduction. Oh, first of all, I'm the president of the Birmingham Trade Union Council and also a member of the executive committee of the Campaign Against Euro Federalism. But this is my first official visit to Chesterfield, so please relax. I'm no football fan. I can speak to you all without fear or favour. No fear, no favour. I know who you are. Don't worry. But anyway, I'm here on a far more important mission to talk to you about the forthcoming EU referendum or why we must vote to leave. How many times have you heard EU's propaganda, a level playing field? Is it sickening you? It's meaningless to me, as I will explain. Since the 1975 referendum on EU membership, the deindustrialisation of Britain is all but complete. We had a coal industry, a steel industry, shipbuilding and manufacturing. We traded across the world. These industries were the backbone of the economy, which created wealth to pay for all the public services, such as the NHS and the welfare state. There are currently 1.7 million people unemployed in Britain. Many of these are young people whose lives are being wrecked. And no wonder we have growing social problems. Soup kitchens, food banks, we've all seen them. Sickening sights, aren't they? All part of a level playing field within the EU, I ask you. That's the reality. That's what we're... And we'll be getting more of it. Now, Britain as a nation state, to function to the benefit of its peoples, must have control of its own borders, must be able to control its fisheries, the sea underneath and the air above, must be able to protect its borders and jobs involved. We need to control our borders to decide who comes into Britain. But let's be quite clear and important. We must draw the distinction between immigration and the EU's free movement of labour. The free movement of labour that reduces wages, terms and conditions. And also to stop the race to the bottom, a phrase coined by the trade unions. Today, we witness people working longer hours on lower wages, only to retire later in life on poorer pensions. Also, the recent phenomena of 0 hours as well, which are a lot of young kids are working on. Now, with the Working Time Directive, which is much vaunted, it allows you to work up to 48 hours a week. Right? Think about that. The trade unions for many years fought for the 37-hour week, 35-hour week. Working Time Directive allows you to work up to 48 hours a week. This paved the way for 0 hours, fully endorsed by the EU Commission as a way of introducing competitiveness in industry. It's hardly surprising that transnational corporations and large businesses who benefit from these policies will tell us that EU membership is good for us. Despite that, however, one thing is certain. We will not win this referendum without the labour movement who need confidence of alternative strategy. Hope for a post-EU world. In order to have an economy based on manufacturing, associated industries and to trade across the world, including nation states in the EU, instead of an economy based on financial and service industries, which got us into deep water, that's in addition to being locked into a crumbling, crisis-ridden EU, we need to stay out of the euro, single currency, and in order to create our own alternative strategy for jobs, part of the alternative outside of the EU lies in global trade. For example, Africa, India, Pakistan, South America, which need railways, electrification, and other industries and manufacturers. We should be able, with our own governmental backed policies, produce this equipment and a host of other manufacturers for world needs. We need a merchant navy to carry out these goods, a steel and shipbuilding industry to put the goods back into the Midlands, and the industrial belt. This does not mean old-fashioned metal bashing, but up-to-date modern industries. We can work together to discuss and work together to work out a rational future for Britain and its peoples. But let's be quite clear, none of this is possible whilst we remain inside the EU. What talks of foul can they kick us with? Well, firstly, the European Court of Justice overrides national courts and parliaments. Some ECJ judgments have come out against collective bargaining, which you've heard about. And also, the ECJ fully supports the free movement of labour, which we're suffering from today. There is no fundamental right to strike, and if you can't strike, you become a slave. The EU is the antithesis of democracy. A super state governed by EU institutions, their commission, which is unelected, unaccountable, also they are the executive and legislature. The European Parliament is presented as the EU's democratic face, but it can't raise taxes, an army or police force, and cannot legislate, only block some legislation or suggest amendments. All the power lies with the Commission, basically. Council of Ministers and the EU Summit use a qualified majority voting system, of which Britain has 12.6% of votes, and has to gain support from other member states, other 15 member states. QMV shifted power from the smaller populated member states to the largest. The point there is, if we wanted to make a change or an improvement and all the other member states don't agree to it, we've got no chance. EU laws and legislation were changed from an intergovernmental system to a super state by a union. To a super state and a union by the Lisbon Treaty, European Constitution. Now, in Britain, we never had the opportunity to discuss this treaty before ratification. And don't forget, when this treaty was being ratified by our Parliament, our MPs never had the terms of this treaty explained to them. They were ignorant of them. Now, if we want to leave the EU, it is the Lisbon Treaty which we need to discuss, not the charade of trivial reforms being played out today. Meantime, the European Commissioner for Trade is negotiating undemocratically a secret transatlantic trade investment treaty, TTIP, with a counterpart in Washington. TTIP and the Interstate Dispute Settlement, ISDS, tribunals, which overarch the EU, with the object of bolting together the EU and US markets with poor regulations on food, labour conditions and wages, and so on. ISDS give transnational corporations powers to take governments to these anonymous tribunals. Example, tobacco firm Philip Morris took the Australian government to court for removing advertising on cigarette packets and for the loss of profits. Likewise, the Egyptian government for daring to raise the minimum wage. This is a warning to anyone who is still pro-EU. To be under no illusions, TTIP will wipe out any so-called workers' rights under the EU membership. No referees to this game. The clause are up by a TTIP and ISDS to grab and privatise the health service for the largest lobby in the US, the health and pharmaceutical companies. TTIP and ISDS override national parliaments and national democracy. There is a growing movement across the EU against TTIP and ISDS. Recently, 250,000 people demonstrated against TTIP in Berlin. A petition signed by over 3 million against TTIP has been lodged with the European Parliament. TUC and most trade unions oppose TTIP. Despite all this opposition, these same institutions support the EU. A complete contradiction. You cannot be both against TTIP and for the EU. Now, democracy only works within nation states, not between them. Talk of the deficit of democracy is a red herring. There's no democracy between Britain and Greece or any other member state. The EU cannot be democratic despite talk about correcting the democratic deficit and have, as the Labour Party wants, a social Europe. Corbyn, take note. The way the EU operates is to take away the powers of national governments, parliaments, and at the same time call national democracy and our hard-won rights. As the electorate have the authority, or did have, to throw at people and governors, not anymore. The nation state is not a 19th century anachronism. Those who want an international state and national democracy are the forces behind TTIP, ISDS, and the EU, especially the transnational corporations and banks. Now, the United Nations Charter of 1948 recognises each and every nation state the right to its own economic self-determination.
this is the UN Charter, which is today being eroded by the EU and the Americans and the transnational companies. The only way to oppose TTIP or SDS and any other rule by Brussels and the previous movement of everything is to dump the Lisbon Treaty. So Mr. Osborne, we agree this referendum is not a parley game. So why do you, when going to the post box every day, sending £55 million to Brussels? Also, Mr. Cameron, this is not a game of football with just a yellow card. We must show him and his cronies the red card. Get them off our pitch with a massive vote to leave the EU. Thank you. Now, wearing my other hat, there is a statement made by Kenneth on the 1st of May 2016. You're the first to hear this, as I was this morning by telephone, and I was shaking when I heard it, believe you me. Judicial review. The campaign against Eurofederalism is seeking legal advice to have a judicial review on the way this referendum is being conducted. HM government has spent £9.5 million on a 16-page pamphlet to persuade electorate to vote to remain in the EU. These pamphlets posted to addresses in England whilst local elections are taking place for the Mayor of London and local police commission elections. B. Local and national elections are taking place in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, but these pamphlets have not yet been distributed. This is intended to happen after the 5th of May, which is contrary to regulations and rule of law as set up by the Electoral Commission for the following reasons. B1. HM government has not registered as a campaigner for the referendum. B2. Electoral Commission has made no attempt to advise government, as far as we know, to register. C. This distracts political parties and others away from campaigning on the referendum campaign itself. D. In these circumstances, the circulation of the pamphlets in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland is contrary to regulations, and therefore the Electoral Commission must inform HM government it has no right to distribute these pamphlets. The campaign against Eurofederalism will seek endorsement of this statement from its affiliates and those who work alongside all of us. Signed, John Boyd, Secretary